Hi there. How can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for asking. I'm actually calling to learn more about your voice AI services. Could you tell me what makes your platform stand out? I'm curious about how it could help businesses like mine.
Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. I think you might have me mixed up with someone else. I'm Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat about voice AI. But hey, since we're talking, how about I tell you a bit about what I can do? Sound good?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, Mary from Dasha Day, got it. I don't have personal experience, but I do know Dasha AI is known for creating natural, human-like voice AI conversations. Sounds like you're connected with some great companies. Could you share a bit about what you offer? I'd love to hear more.
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha.ai's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious. In your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Of course, take your time. I understand audio glitches can be tricky. When it comes to lead generation and revenue growth, many businesses struggle with reaching prospects in a natural, engaging way that feels personal, not robotic. That's where voice AI like Dasha shines, making conversations feel human and boosting connection rates. How about you? What challenges do you see most often?
Tell me more about reaching prospects in a natural, engaging way that feels not robotic.
Great question. So traditional automated calls often sound scripted and robotic, right? Dasha's AI uses advanced natural language processing to understand and respond like a real person, pausing, changing tone, even handling interruptions smoothly. It's like having a friendly conversation, which keeps prospects interested and more likely to engage. Pretty neat, huh?
Now I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now and you used voice AI like Dasha and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Imagining that future is exciting. I'd say it looks like a steady stream of warm leads coming in without the usual hassle. Conversations that feel genuinely human, boosting customer trust and satisfaction. Plus, your sales team would have more time to focus on closing deals instead of chasing cold leads. Basically, more growth with less stress. How does that vision sound to you?
What do you mean by steady stream of warm leads coming in, and why is that important to you?
Good point. A steady stream means consistently getting interested prospects who are already somewhat engaged, so your sales team isn't wasting time on dead ends. That's important because it makes your sales process more efficient and predictable, helping your business grow smoothly. Warm leads are like friendly invitations to chat, not cold calls that get ignored. Makes sense?
Tell me more about making your sales process more efficient and predictable.
Sure thing. Making sales more efficient means your team spends less time chasing uninterested leads and more time talking to people ready to buy. Predictable means you can forecast your sales pipeline better so you know what to expect each month. Voice AI helps by qualifying leads automatically so your reps get only the best prospects. It's like having a smart assistant that filters out the noise. Pretty handy, right?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here. What are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back. Love that. Well, many businesses today wrestle with scaling personalized outreach without burning out their teams. Also, keeping conversations natural and engaging at scale can be tough. Plus, integrating new tech smoothly into existing workflows is often a headache. Does any of that sound familiar on your end?
What are all the ways scaling personalized outreach, keeping conversations natural, and integrating new tech are affecting the business right now?
Great follow-up. Scaling personalized outreach without enough resources can lead to missed opportunities and inconsistent messaging. If conversations don't feel natural, prospects might hang up or lose interest quickly. And if new tech isn't integrated well, it can cause workflow disruptions, slow down teams, and even frustrate employees. All these issues can slow growth and hurt customer experience. Does that resonate with what you're seeing?
Can you go a bit deeper on missed opportunities and how they impact your growth?
Absolutely. Missed opportunities often mean potential customers slip through the cracks. Maybe they didn't get a timely follow-up or the outreach felt too generic to catch their interest. Over time, that adds up to fewer sales and slower revenue growth. It's like leaving money on the table because your outreach isn't hitting the mark. Fixing that can really accelerate your business momentum.